The Tongue, the Table, and the Widow's Boundary. Proverbs 15 begins with an answer and ends with humility. Between them lies a searching truth. Wisdom is not merely knowing what is right. It is becoming the kind of person from whom life can safely flow. The World English Bible says, "A gentle tongue is a tree of life." The Hebrew word translated gentle, like mape, can also mean healing or medicine. The image reaches back to Eden. Human speech can never recreate paradise, yet a healed tongue can bring something of Eden into a wounded room. It can give dignity back to the shamed, courage to the frightened, and peace to those trapped in anger. A gentle answer is therefore not passive politeness. It is spiritual resistance. Wrath attempts to reproduce itself in another person. It demands an echo. Gentleness refuses to let another's sin dictate the shape of our response. John Chrysostom often presented meekness in this way, not as weakness, but as a power that breaks violence's momentum. Christ embodied it perfectly. When he was cursed, he didn't curse back. 1 Peter 2:23, World English Bible. Yet the chapter moves beyond speech to worship. The costly sacrifice of the wicked repulses God, while the quiet prayer of the upright delights him. In Israel, sacrifice was visible, public, and expensive. Prayer could be offered by someone with nothing. God cannot be bought by impressive religion. He desires the worshipper before the worshipper's gift. The altar cannot compensate for cruelty at the table. That table appears in verse 17. A meal of vegetables with love is better than a fattened calf with hatred. Meat was not ordinary fare in the ancient world. A fattened calf signaled abundance and celebration. But hatred can turn a feast into famine. Love, meanwhile, can make a poor table sacramental, a place where God's kingdom becomes strangely tangible. Then comes one of the chapter's most striking reversals. God uproots the proud man's house, but secures the widow's boundary. Boundary stones protected ancestral land and a family's future. Across the ancient Near East, moving them was treated as a grave offence. A widow, lacking the usual social protection, was especially vulnerable, but heaven stands at her property line. God is not impressed by the powerful house. He watches the almost invisible theft at the edge of a field. This is why God's all-seeing eyes are good news. His gaze is not merely surveillance, it is protection. He sees hidden motives, unheard prayers, wounded spirits, and displaced boundaries. Today, pause before answering. Weigh your words. Receive correction without self-defense. Examine whether your worship is concealing an unloving table or an unjust boundary. Wisdom begins when humility allows God to heal the heart from which our words and actions come. Suggested cross-references: Genesis 3:22-24, Deuteronomy 19:14, Isaiah 1:11-17, James 3:13-18, 1 Peter 2:21-23. Suggested hymn: Lord, Speak to Me That I May Speak, by Francis Ridley Havergal. Prayer. Lord of the altar, the table, and the boundary stone, heal our hearts and make our tongues trees of life. Teach us to welcome correction, resist anger, protect the vulnerable, and worship you without pretense. Give us the humility that comes before true honor. Amen.